Hello everyone, and welcome to this third episode of LATY. So in this episode, I want to talk about a very important book that every man and every person on this planet should read, and that is Reality Transurfing. So Reality Transurfing was produced or written by an author by the name of Vadim Zeeland. So, to say the least, the writer Vadim Zeeland is a very mysterious writer. After reading about him, he rarely communicates with the readers. He likes to keep a secret life. So he is a mysterious person. So all published books related to the theory that was developed by him, which is called Transurfing Reality, which is a quite popular way to manage your goals and to achieve your purpose in life. So Vadim Zeeland, he authored many other books. In one of his quotes, he said, "I am over 40. Before the collapse of the Union, engaged in research in the field of quantum physics." So he's proclaiming that he lived in Russia. By nationality, he's a Russian, or more precisely, a quarter of Estonian. And he's saying here that the rest has no value, however, as all. So the Transurfing Reality, so this term was coined by Vadim. So he calls this a method of controlling your life. So according to the theory, it is a mirror image of this of his world of men. He says that ancient knowledge was given to a mysterious man whom he calls the Rangers. So and there was this rare interview with Zeeland where he answers the Piglet's Transurfing. The knowledge, he's proclaiming that the knowledge has come to him from the space of variations. So it is an information field where are all the misgivings, insights, and discoveries reside. So, and he also expressed specifically that he wants to instruct and to conduct seminars and workshops to practice or to teach this theory, you know, to teach the principles of this theory. So, and also in his book, he communicates that the knowledge is not for everyone. Not everyone is ready to accept it, because transurfing does not fit into the everyday world, because we're bombarded with notifications and every one of us is looking for validation. And as I'm reading the book, I'm in the ninth chapter right now. He talks about something called the excess potential. The excess potential, meaning that when you put inner and outer importance to anything, whether it's your goal or any desire that you may have, the likelihood of you reaching and accomplishing that goal is very low. But when you replace that desire with the intention of acting and doing and basically going after the goal and achieving it by moving and acting, you will get it. So he explains that in this world there are different scripts to the realities that we're living. So your reality can have many scripts, and you can write your own script. You don't have to sit down and write it, but you can imagine it and visualize it. And he offers many things that people can practice. For example, you can try to practice lucid dreaming, but the most effective method in the book that he recommends is practicing visualization every day. You should visualize your end goal. Like, what is your ultimate goal that you want to get to? And along the way, the process of reaching that goal will manifest itself.
So it's just a really great book, a very great book, and it's gonna help a lot of people realize their potential, because many of us struggle with accomplishing their goal, and it's a very sad thing that many of us cannot reach their full potential. Me personally, I do struggle with focusing on a big goal, something that requires deep work. And for that purpose, deep work, there is a book also written by Carl Newport, and he talks about this concept of deep work and how to shift your focus on something that is deep. If you wanna survive in this fierce economy. So in this episode, I want to talk about this great book. It's a great gem that was given to the world to help them get out of their mind and become better. So what is reality? So reality, according to the book, presents itself in numberless varieties of variety of appearances, and these appearances form according to our basic beliefs as to how the world is. No appearance is more or less valid than any other appearance. So this is the fundamental quality of our world. So material objects, like physical objects, manifest for us according to the sensory apparatus of our earthly bodies. They're augmented and filtered by how our species and culture view what is possible to be. So all possibilities are already there. So all the scripts are already there. So meaning that there are different variations to your reality. So let's say, for example, if you can rewind something that happened or a meeting that happened, and you had the chance to redo it again, or an interview that you had with an employer, if you had the chance to redo it again, you would do it better. So you can rewrite the script and upgrade it to the next level. And so I hope you understand what I'm saying here. So basically, so
the space of variations is what Vadim Zeland is offering us here. So it serves as a template governing how matter moves through space and time. So it is very important to understand that each point in this space contains its own variation of possible outcomes from each event. All variations of all possible events, past, present, future, they are available. Every one of us observe these events and the manifest reality according to their worldview. I'll just give you a little example that was also mentioned in the book. You as a businessman, you view the world differently than a homeless person views it. So you're walking outside and your thoughts and your reality is different from that reality of the homeless person and how he views it. So your perspective, you have more a heightened perspective, and you think in terms of prosperity and abundance. And the homeless guy who's probably not thinking like you, and he thinks that there is only a little to go around, there's not enough money in the world, and etc. So the events that unfold in life, when we attempt to order our experience or manifest as a series of causes and effects strung together in a timeline that we view as our past, present, and future, this can be referred to as a life track. So there are waves of thought energy that materialize each variant as long as it is defined by consciousness, or in other words, fits our worldview. And this has been observed and studied by many quantum physicists, especially the late Hugh Everett. So he termed his research findings as his relative state formulation, but it is more widely known as the many worlds interpretation of quantum physics. So Everett opposed the views of the day Copenhagen interpretation, and proposed that wave functions did not collapse, and therefore there are an infinite number of outcomes of each event. So this is basically what reality transurfing is offering. It's giving you an infinite number of outcomes to your destiny. So your destiny can have an indefinite number of outcomes, and you have the power to choose what outcome you want your destiny to have, because every day we're living our destiny, and you can, you know, choose the better, you know, the most upgraded version of your destiny. So although Everett was ridiculed in his day, presently over 50% of quantum physicists accept his views. So we're going to see here an explanation of the many worlds theory by Adrian Kent. He thought that Vadim Zeland was using his knowledge of Hugh Everett, when he talks about space of variations and life tracks, especially when he asserts that we can choose alteration to our life track, or where it seems our life track is leading us. He's saying here that we don't create the alterations because they already exist in the space of variation. On this view, every time any of us does a quantum experience or experiment with several possible outcomes, all those outcomes are enacted in different branches of reality, each of which contain a copy of ourself whose memories are identical up to the start of experiment, but each of whom sees different results. None of these future selves has any special claim to be the real one. They're all equally real, genuine but distinct successors of the person who started the experiment. So there are other similar theories. There is Richard Feynman. He advocates what he calls multiple histories, which is similar to the many world theory. So I'm not gonna go too long on this to not bore you listeners of too many details. So what I want to do is I want to start a 78-day practical transurfing. So for this first day, we're going to be talking about awakening. So I want you to wake up right here, right now. So you got to be aware and remember that everyone is a dreamer, and everything that is happening around you is nothing more than a dream. Only the dream no longer has any control over you. Now that you have woken up in the dream, you can influence how events will unfold. Your advantage lies in awareness. Feel your strength. So strength is always yours when you remember it. So you just gotta remember it. So from now on, everything will be as you want it to be. So your birth into this life represented a new awakening after a series of past events that happened. So from the moment you appeared in the world, you had amazing abilities. You could hear the rustling of the morning stars, see auras, and communicate with birds and animals. So the entire world was an astonishing extravaganza of luminous energy, and you were the magician, capable of controlling it. However, you soon fell once again under the influence of other sand, were plunged into a dream. So you were plunged into the dream. And as you know, the dreamers constantly and intensely focused your attention on the physical aspect of reality. So as a result, your magical abilities were lost. So let me ask you this. Have you ever felt as if life were a dream in which reality is controlling you rather than you controlling it? The time has come to reclaim your former power, because reality can no longer control you. You have to control it. So this is the first step of waking up and realizing that you are in control. So to end this episode, I want to share the basic principles of reality transurfing. So the mind interprets information using a collection of well-established labels, and the soul doesn't think and doesn't speak, but it feels and knows. The mind is only able to create a relatively new version of a house made out of old bricks. Entirely new discoveries come from unrealized sectors, and the soul serves as a mediator between entirely new information and the mind. The mind is capable of unambiguously determining the state of inner comfort. Train yourself to pay attention to inner comfort. Freedom of choice allows you to stop asking, stop demanding, and to stop struggling. It allows you to go and take whatever you want. So this is the amazing part of reality transurfing. So the second thing that we're going to talk about is basically how to tear the veil. So you need to realize this, that your life is a game that was imposed onto you. So while you deep in thought, you're not capable of objective assessments of situations, and also you're not able at all to influence the course of events. So the first thing is you have to go down to the spectator seats, look around with clear mind and say, at this point, I do not sleep, and I realize where I am, what happens, and what I'm doing and why. Then climb back on the stage and continue to play as you remain observing. Now you have a huge advantage, which is awareness. You are destroying this game of having the reality playing its script onto you. It's just like you're in a dream. When you're in a dream, as we discussed before, is when you're in a dream, basically, you cannot control the dream. It's playing its own script. And so is life. If you think about it, you are destroying the game, and you have acquired the ability to control it. When you are asleep, you are in the power of the circumstances, as I said, because your mind is dormant and accepts everything as it is, without asking any questions, as if everything is the way it has to be. You feel as if reality exists independently of you, and you are unable to influence it. You have reigned to your fate, to the combination of abilities given by birth and environmental conditions in which you have to live. The only thing left for you to do is to swim with the current of fate, making weak attempts to claim your rights from time to time. So let me ask you this, can this be a challenge for you as a man? For you as a man who wants to claim his life and to upgrade his life to the next level and achieve your goals. Yes, it can be done. And you will do it. Until this moment, you have accepted the reality as you were taught to do. Now, become aware of it as a dream. Only in the conscious dream, you're able to really control the situation. So on stage, all have their role, and everyone somehow interacts with you. stages meaning life expects something from you, imposes on you, asks you or requires something, helps you or hinders you, loves you or hates you. That is life, and that is the stage where you are playing your role. So watch this game consciously, as an observer, as a participant, as a guest in this universe, and then you yourself will understand everything. Become the observer today. So, with this, I wrap up this episode, and I will come back the next episode, and we will continue step 3 and 4. So, just to wrap it up, we talked about awakening, and we talked about tearing the veil. So you wake up from this dream and you realize that the life script that is being played out is just like a dream script. But you have to wake up and you have to take hold of this reality and be conscious and be aware of it. And the second step is to tear the veil. We realize that without tearing the veil, we cannot control the stage, and we have to become an observer. We observe the people, how people react in our life, and basically we need to step up the way we see things and the way we perceive things in life. So with this last note, I say to you, thank you for listening, and I hope to see you in the next episode.